You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Omnia Holdings Limited released their interim results for the 6 months ended 30 September 2025 this morning. The business is showing steady growth from a revenue perspective. Revenues up about 3%, operating margins up about 9%. I'm joined on the line by the company's Group CEO, Seelan Gobalsamy, to take a look at the performance of the business and see what we make of it. Seelan, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Seemingly a stable start to the new financial year. All the metrics pointing towards a business that is focused on what it is that you have outlined in previous financial statements around what's coming up in this year. How are you reflecting on the first 6 months of the year?
Yeah, good afternoon, Jimmy, and good afternoon to all your listeners. I think a very, very pleasing result for us. You know, we're showing double-digit profit growth, 12% up. Our operating profit is 12% up, half-year to half-year to 900 million. And, yet again, another half-year of good, strong strategy execution. You know, we've been able to do that whilst a large amount of geopolitical change, currency fluctuations, and also a shut of 60 days, a supplier shut, which we aligned to and prepared for. So, you know, I'm very pleased with our performance, double-digit profit growth at half year, a strong cash generation and a strong cash position again of just under 700 million for the half year, which is really the low point of our cash cycle at Omnia. So I'm very proud of what the team has been able to achieve in this period.
Seelan, let's take a look at some of the segments within the business. I mean, you operate within the agricultural space, the mining space, the chemicals space. I noted the chemicals business having a bit of a tough start to the year. Do you want to just take us through perhaps what's happening there and some of the moving parts? We know that globally, chemicals businesses haven't had the easiest time of late.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. I guess from a chemicals perspective, you know, we made a decision 2 years ago to change our chemicals business quite significantly. That benefit and that change is coming through where chemicals now is not a contributor to Omnia any longer. Omnia is now predominantly an agriculture and mining business. So the bulk of our profit is coming through agriculture and mining. And in chemicals, we've closed down a part of our business there that was loss-making. And we've got two businesses left, which is a bulk trading business and a water care business. The bulk trading business is making profit, and that we will incorporate into our supply chain in agriculture. And our water care business, we're holding that for sale. We said that at our year end in March. And while it's making profit and it's securing new customers, you know, we're looking for the right shareholder for that business. And at the right time, we will make an announcement there. Our shareholders are now benefiting from the extraction of capital from that business. And you will see in the coming period more capital being extracted from site sales, warehousing, warehouse sales, and the water care business sale, which will add to our war chest and add to our strategic optionality for acquisitions or for capital allocation to shareholders by the way of dividends, share buybacks, and special dividends.
Seelan, let's take a look at that war chest at the moment. I mean, you mentioned the business is very cash generative at the moment, as it always has been. That's always been a priority. In previous conversations you and I have had, we've spoken about the focus on some of these strategic acquisitions. Take me through, from a strategy point of view, what the business is thinking about over the next kind of 6 months, possibly even 12 months. You're very involved in the agricultural space, as you said, that and the mining side of it make up quite a bit of the portfolio. But just take us through just what that war chest looks like and what it means for the business.
Yeah, I mean, in essence, we've got a positive cash position, and then we've obviously got access to debt. You know, so we've got some committed facilities of banks and others. And our focus in terms of capital allocation and expansion is really to keep growing our business, you know, brick walling and safeguarding our business in SADC. So we by far have the most secure supply chain. We've got the largest production facilities in Sasolburg. We've got the most modern nitric acid plant in the country that produces product for explosives and for agriculture fertilizer. So the first thing is we will brick wall and safeguard those facilities. We've been investing in sustainability, more solar farms, more trains, more infrastructure, more storage in Sasolburg and South Africa. I think the second thing is we want to grow our two international businesses, and that's our agri-bio business out of Australia. That business has been expanding into India, China, the US, Brazil, and we'll continue to progress that. It's a very different business to a traditional fertilizer business. It's a green business. It trades on higher multiples. It's got much higher margins in that business. So that's where a lot of growth and expansion will go to. And we'll set aside some capital for there. It's not capital intensive. And then finally, you know, the biggest growth vector in our company, the business that's been growing at 41% CAGR for the last 5 years, is our mining business, our explosives business, BME. There are two components to that. It's BME Explosives and BME Metallurgy. Metallurgy is our chemicals, our mining chemicals business. Both those businesses, we've investing capital into them, expanding in Canada, in Australia. Canada and Australia is still in investment phase, so they will move to profitability, which will be a step change up for the mining segment. And we also have invested in a new cleaner technology, a hydrogen peroxide emulsion, which is a business based in Stockholm. We own just under 10% of that business, and we've been investing in a plant which has been built. It's now on the water off to Canada, and we believe in the medium term, you know, the hydrogen peroxide emulsion will change the face of explosives going forward. So I think what our shareholders will be rewarded for, they will see more growth in our explosives business and globally. And BME has earned the right. Our explosives business has earned the right to win globally. You will see that more than 60% of our earnings in the current half year is coming from the explosives business. So our business is more domiciled towards explosives, and that will result in us having a trading on a higher multiple, generating cash faster, turning cash faster, and being less susceptible to some of the issues of commodity prices and climate change.
A business heavily focused on ensuring that it is sustainable and continuing to be profitable in these challenging times. We wish you the best of luck to you and the team, Seal, and we look forward to catching up at the end of the year. We'll leave this conversation on that note. That was the Omnia Holdings Limited Chief Executive Officer, Seal Gobelsamy, joining us to take a look at the first 6 months of their operations and what lies ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.